But 4 o'clock in the morning, they had no flush toilets in the old steamboats. You had to dip a bucket over the side and flush the toilet with that. 4 o'clock in the morning, the tug was running late to Hartford to pick up a coal barge and bring it back to New York. I dipped a bucket in, I'd gone right over the side, pulled me right in. I came to the surface just in time to see the tugs going away. I'm yelling and screaming, and now I don't know which way to swim. I didn't know right. whether to swim toward New York or Connecticut or what. And I said, oh my God, I says, I'm going to drown. Well, I was a good swimmer. I was a lifeguard in the YMCA when I was a kid. I still had that patch I used to have with my trunks. I only found it recently. Anyway, make a long story short, I saw a light way off. I said, that's got to be another boat or a light ashore. Because there was no homes along the Connecticut shore like today there is, you know.
Yeah.
And as I got closer and closer, I saw it blinking. It was the lighthouse off Bridgeport. Now, they don't even have one up there anymore. I swam toward that. I think I probably swam for almost 2 hours. And I finally climbed up on rocks. I lay there for a long time, and I went over to the lighthouse, and all the lighthouses had people in them in them days.
Yeah.
And I banged on the door, and the guy comes to the door, and he said, for Christ's sakes, where the hell did you come from? I said, I fell off a boat. What? He says, holy Jesus. So he called the state troopers, and the state troopers come back. Now, the tug kept going. The cook was in the galley, this is not what I found out. He had the radio on, so nobody knew where I was, and the mate was on duty. He was it was before 8 o'clock in the morning. The second watch was on. The mate was in the pilot house. He had the radio blasting. They got into Hartford with the tug before they knew I was missing.
Uh-huh.
When he knew I was missing, he blew the whistle for the deckhand to come out and throw the line in the dock. Nobody came out. He said to the cook, where the hell is Walter? And he couldn't find me. Just when they pulled in there and he was going to go up to the phone to call the office, say that the deckhand must have fell overboard, the state troopers pulled in from Bridgeport with me and wrapped in a blanket. Captain yells, good thing you're here, he says. I lost a man. He says, that's all right, we found him.
Oh, wow, that's a long swim.
Yeah. It was.
Good thing you were a good swimmer.
It was, yeah. It was.
Yeah. What month of the year was it?
It was in August.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.